الدرس السابع عشر المدرس
The teacher.
كيف أصبحتم يا إخوان؟
How are you this morning, brothers?
الطلبة
The students.
أصبحنا بخير والحمد لله.
We are fine this morning, praise be to Allah.
وكيف أصبحت أنت يا أستاذ؟
How are you this morning, sir?
المدرس
The teacher
بخير أحمده وأشكره
Fine, I praise and thank him.
أطفئ الأنوار يا إدريس فلا حاجة إليها الآن
Turn off the lights, Idris, as we do not need them now.
أعطني ورقة الغياب يا يعقوب
Give me the attendance sheet, Yaqub.
Yaqub, ها هي ذي.
Here it is.
لم يحضر عثمان اليوم، فإنه مصاب بإسهال شديد.
Uthman didn't come today because he has severe diarrhea.
المدرس.
The teacher.
شفاه الله.
May Allah cure him.
بعد تسجيل أسماء الغائبين
After writing down the names of the absentees
أعطها المراقب فإنه يريدها الآن لأمر ما
Give it to the supervisor as he wants it now for some reason
إن يكن مكتبه مغلقا فستجده في مكتب المشرف على النشاط الثقافي
If his office is closed, you will find him at the office of the cultural activities supervisor.
يخرج يعقوب وبعد هنيهة يفتح الباب شاب ويقف لديه.
يعقوب leaves and after a while, a young man opens the door and stands at it.
الشاب
The young man
بعد التحية
After greeting.
أتسمح لي بالدخول يا فضيلة الشيخ؟
Would you allow me to enter, eminent Sheikh?
المدرس.
The teacher.
بعد رد التحية.
After returning the greeting.
أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا.
Welcome.
أدخل وأغلق الباب.
Come in and close the door.
يبدو أنك طالب جديد.
It seems that you are a new student.
ما اسمك؟
What is your name?
ومن أين أنت؟
And where are you from?
الشاب.
The young man.
اسمي محمد بن ويليام وأنا من كندا.
My name is Muhammad ibn William and I am from Canada.
المدرس.
The teacher.
أحاديث عهد بالإسلام أنت؟
Are you a new convert to Islam?
محمد. نعم.
Yes.
المدرس.
The teacher.
الحمد لله الذي هدانا للإسلام.
All praises due to Allah who has guided us to Islam.
متى أسلمت يا أخي الكريم؟
When did you convert to Islam, honorable brother?
Muhammad, أسلمت عام 1981.
I embraced Islam in 1981.
المدرس.
The teacher.
أأسلم أبواك؟
Did your parents embrace Islam?
Muhammad, لما يسلم أبي هداه الله.
My father did not embrace Islam. May Allah guide him.
أما أمي فأسلمت والحمد لله.
But my mother embraced Islam. Praise be to Allah.
المدرس.
The teacher.
ماذا يعمل أبوك؟
What does your father do for a living?
محمد هو مدير متحف.
He is a manager of a museum.
ها خطاب المدير.
Here is the principal's letter.
المدرس.
The teacher.
يقرأ الخطاب.
He reads the letter.
إن المدير يثني عليك كثيرا.
The principal praises you a lot.
محمد جزاه الله خيرا.
May Allah reward him with good.
المدرس.
The teacher.
من أين لك هذا المصحف الجميل الذي بيدك؟
Where did you get that beautiful copy of the Quran that is in your hand?
محمد أعطانيه المدير.
The principal gave it to me.
المدرس.
The teacher.
والله لقد سررت كثيرا بلقائك وإني معجب بك.
By Allah, I am very pleased to meet you and I admire you.
كيف وجدت الجامعة الإسلامية؟
How did you find the Islamic University?
محمد أعجبتني كثيرا.
I liked it a lot.
إنها جامعة فريدة يدرس فيها أبناء المسلمين من مشارق الأرض ومغاربها.
It is a unique university where the sons of the Muslims study from all over the world.
يكتب المدرس آيتين على السبورة.
The teacher writes two ayahs on the board.
المدرس.
The teacher.
اقرأ الآيتين يا هارون.
Read the two ayahs, هارون.
هارون. بعد الاستعاذة والبسملة.
After استعاذة, meaning seeking Allah's refuge from Satan, and بسملة, meaning starting with mentioning the name of Allah.
يريدون أن يطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم.
They, the disbelievers, want to extinguish Allah's light with their mouths.
ويأبى الله إلا أن يتم نوره ولو كره الكافرون.
But Allah would not allow except that His light should be perfected even though the disbelievers hate it.
هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون.
It is He who has sent His messenger, Muhammad, with guidance in the religion of truth, Islam, to make His superior over all religions, even though the polytheists hate it.
المدرس.
The teacher.
فكروا في هاتين الآيتين ثم أجيبوا عن الأسئلة الموجهة إليكم.
Think of these two ayahs and then answer the questions directed to you.
ماذا يريد الكفار يا إدريس؟
What do the disbelievers want, Idris?
إدريس يريدون إطفاء نور الله.
They want to extinguish Allah's light.
المدرس.
The teacher.
أيمكن هذا يا علي؟
Can that be, Ali?
علي. لا. لهذا مستحيل.
No. This is surely impossible.
المدرس.
The teacher.
وماذا يريد الله يا يونس؟
And what does Allah want, Yunus?
يونس. يريد إتمام نوره.
Allah wants to perfect His light.
المدرس.
The teacher.
أتذكر آية أخرى في هذا المعنى يا شعيب؟
Do you recall an ayah that has this meaning, شعيب؟
شعيب. نعم.
Yes.
قال تعالى في سورة الصف.
Allah the Most High says in Surah As-Saff, meaning those ranged in ranks,
وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ.
But Allah will complete His light even though the disbelievers hate it.
المدرس
The teacher
بما أرسل الله رسوله يا محمد
With what did Allah send his messenger Muhammad?
محمد أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق
He sent him with guidance and the religion of truth.
يدخل إسحاق
إسحاق enters
المدرس
The teacher
الآن تأتي وقد أوشك الدرس أن ينتهي
You come now and the lesson is about to end
إسحاق معذرة يا أستاذ
Excuse me, sir
ذهبت إلى مكتب البريد لإرسال برقية
I went to the post office to send a telegram.
فقد وصل أخي البارحة فأرسلت برقية إلى أبي أخبره فيها بسلامة وصوله.
My brother arrived yesterday, so I sent a telegram to my father to inform him of his safe arrival.
المدرس
The teacher
لا بأس
It's all right.
تمارين
Exercises
واحد
One
أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية
Answer the following questions
اثنان
Two
تأمل ما يلي
Learn the following
تأمل المثالين لباب أفعله ثم هات المضارع والمصدر من الأفعال التي تليهما.
Learn the following examples of باب أفعال. Then write the مضارع and مصدر of each of the following verbs accordingly.
ثلاثة.
Three.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
تأمل طريقة صوغ الأمر من باب أفعل ثم صوغ الأمر من الأفعال الآتية
Learn the formation of the أمر from باب أفعل Then write the أمر of each of the following verbs
أربعة
Four
ضع اسم الفاعل من الأفعال الآتية
Write the ism al-fa'il of each of the following verbs.
خمسة
Five
ابن الأفعال الآتية للمجهول ثم صغ اسم المفعول من كل واحد منها.
Change the following verbs into passive, then form the ism al-maf'ul, meaning passive participle, of each of them.
ستة
Six.
تأمل الأمثلة لباب أفعل وعين فيها الماضي والمضارع والأمر واسم الفاعل واسم المفعول والمصدر واسمي المكان والزمان.
Learn the following examples of باب أفعل. Then specify the ماضي, the مضارع, the أمر. The passive participle, the مصدر, and the nouns of place and time.
سبعة.
Seven.
استخرج من الدرس أفعال باب أفعل ومشتقاتها.
Point out the verbs belonging to باب أفعل and their derivatives occurring in the main lesson.
ثمانية.
Eight.
تأمل ما يلي
Learn the following
تأمل المثال ثم أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية على غراره وعين المفعولين
Learn the example, then answer the following questions accordingly and specify the two objects
تسعة
Nine
تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لي ولو
Learn the use of
ولو
in the following examples.
10. تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
11.
11.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
أدخل أصبح على الجمل الآتية.
Rewrite the following sentences using
أصبح 12.
12.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
13.
13.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
14.
14.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
15.
15.
هات جمع الأسماء الآتية.
Give the plural of each of the following nouns.
16.
16.
هات ماضي يأبى.
Give the ماضي of
يأبى. 17.
17.
أدخل كل كلمة مما يأتي في جملة مفيدة.
Use each of the following words and expressions in a sentence of your own. Review. In this lesson, we learn the following. 1. باب أفعل.
باب أفعل.
This is another bab from the abwab of the mazid. In this, a hamza is prefixed to the first radical, which loses its vowel. For example,
نزل.
He came down becomes
أنزل.
He brought down
خرج.
He went out becomes
أخرج.
He brought out. The mudara. The mudara should have been
يُنزِلُ.
But the hamza along with his vowel is omitted. So it becomes
يُنزِلُ.
Footnote number 1. يُنزِلُ minus hamza with fatha becomes يُنزِلُ. Note that the
حرف المضارعة
has dhamma because the verb originally had four letters. So
ينزل
is the مضارع of
نزل
and
ينزل
is that of
أنزل.
The أمر. Note that the amr is formed from the original form of the mudara and not from the existing form. So after omitting the
حرف المضارعة
and the case ending from
تُأَنزِلُ
we get
أَنزِل.
The masdar. The masdar of this bab is on the pattern of
إفعال.
For example,
أنزل
becomes
إنزال.
Sending down.
أخرج
becomes
إخراج.
Bringing out
أسلم
becomes
إسلام.
Becoming a Muslim. The ism al-fa'il. As we have seen in bab fa'ala, the
حرف المضارعة
is replaced with mu. For example,
يسلم.
He becomes a Muslim. Becomes
مسلم.
Muslim.
يمكن.
it is possible, becomes
ممكن
possible. The ism al-maf'ul. It is just like the ism al-fa'il, except that the second radical has fatha. For example,
يُرْسِلُ
He sends.
مُرْسِلٌ
One who sends.
مُرْسَلٌ
One who has been sent.
يُغْلِقُ
He closes.
مُغْلِقٌ
One who closes becomes
مُغْلَقٌ
Closed. The noun of place and time.
اسم المكان والزمان.
It is the same as the اسم المفعول. For example,
أتحف يتحف
To present someone with a curio.
متحف
Museum. Here are some non-salim verbs transferred to this bab.
الماضي أقام
He made him stand.
المضارع يقيم المصدر إقامة اسم الفاعل مقيم اسم المفعول مقام الماضي آمن
He believed for
أأمن المضارع يؤمن المصدر إيمان
for
إيمان اسم الفاعل مؤمن اسم المفعول مؤمن الماضي أوجب
He made it obligatory
المضارع يوجب المصدر إيجاب
for
إوجاب اسم الفاعل موجب اسم المفعول موجب الماضي أتم
He completed
المضارع يتم المصدر إتمام اسم الفاعل متم اسم المفعول متم الماضي ألقى
He put down
المضارع يلقي المصدر إلقاء
for
إلقاء اسم الفاعل ملق الملقي اسم المفعول ملقا الملقى
two the verb
أعطى
he gave is from باب أفعل the مضارع is
يعطي
the مصدر is
إعطاء
the أمر is
أعطي
The ism al-fa'il is
مُعطٍ
And the ism al-maf'ul is
مُعطًا
It takes two objects. For example,
أعطيت بلالًا ساعةً
I gave Bilal a watch. In the Quran,
إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرُ
We have indeed given you abundance. The objects may be pronouns. For example,
من أعطاكه؟
Who gave it to you?
أعطانيه المدرس.
The teacher gave it to me. 3.
ولو
means even if. For example,
اشتري هذا المعجم ولو كان غاليا.
Buy this dictionary even if it is expensive.
احضر الامتحان ولو كنت مريضا.
Attend the examination even if you are sick.
لن أسكن هذا البيت ولو أعطيتنيه مجانا.
I will not live in this house even if you gave it to me for free. Note that the verb after
ولو
is mildly. 4.
لام الابتداء
is a lam with a fatha prefixed to the mubtada for the sake of emphasis. For example,
وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ
And indeed the remembrance of Allah is the greatest. Quran, chapter 29, verse 45.
وَلَأَمَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن مُشْرِكَةٍ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ
And indeed a believing slave girl is better than a mushrika, even though she might be pleasing to you. Quran, chapter 2, verse 221. This lamb is not to be confused with the preposition
li,
which has a kasra, but it takes a fatha when prefixed to a pronoun. For example,
lakum, laha, laka, lahu.
The
lam al-ibtida'i
does not change the ending of the mubtada. 5. The verb
asbaha
is a sister of
kana.
It means to become in the morning. For example,
asbaha hamidun maridan.
Hamid fell ill in the morning. Here,
hamidun
is the ism of
asbaha
and
maridan
is its khabar. And in
asbahtu nashitan,
I became active in the morning, the pronoun
tu
is the ism. It is also used in the sense of he became, without reference to time. For example,
فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا
He united your hearts, and you became brothers by his grace. Quran, chapter 3, verse 103. 6.
أَوْشَكَ
is a sister of
كان.
Its mudari' is
يوشكو.
It means he is about to. For example,
يوشكو الطلاب أن يرجعوا إلى بلادهم في الإجازة.
The students are about to return to their countries in the holidays. Here,
الطلاب
is its ism. And the masdar mu'awwal
أن يرجعوا
is the khabar. Footnote number 1. For the masdar mu'awwal,
المصدر المؤول,
see lesson 10 in this book. Its khabar is always a masdar mu'awwal, meaning an plus the mudara. Here is another example.
أوشك أن أتزوج.
I am about to get married. Here its ism is the ضمير مستتير, meaning hidden pronoun.
أنا
in the verb
أوشك.
7.
يريدها لأمر ما.
Here the word
ما
is an adjective meaning some or certain.
لأمر ما
means for some reason. Here are some more examples.
أعطني كتابا ما.
Give me some book, meaning, give me any book.
رأيته في مكان ما.
I have seen him somewhere.
ستفهم هذا يوما ما.
You will understand this someday. This ma is called
ما النكرة التامة المبهمة.
The completely indefinite and vague ma. 8. The aleph of
ابن
is omitted in writing also if it is between the names of the son and the father. For example,
محمد بن ويليام.
This omission is subject to the following two conditions. A. The father's name should not be preceded by any title. If it is preceded by a title, the aleph should be retained. For example,
الحسن بن علي.
Hassan, son of Ali. But
الحسن بن الإمام علي.
Hassan, son of Imam Ali. B. All three words should follow one another in succession. For example,
خالد بن الوليد.
If they do not follow one another in succession, the aleph is not to be omitted. For example,
خالد بن الوليد.
Note that the word preceding
ابن
loses its tanween. For example,
بلال بن حامد.
Not
بلال ابن حامد.